Radio friends, you are welcome to today's broadcast. I hope you have enjoyed the former topics. Today we shall be considering understanding the concept of repentance. We shall read from the Bible, the book of Acts chapter 3 verse 19. Just one verse. Acts chapter 3 verse 19. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we bless your name for a day like this. Grant us access to your word, so that we will believe you and benefit from your promises and unsearchable riches, which are valuable to those who do your will. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The concept of repentance. This concept of repentance was a major subject in churches during the revival of the early 1970s. Repentance is central in Christian life. It is unfortunate that in recent times, many churches no longer preach about the need for repentance anymore. Yet, a correct understanding of repentance is absolutely fundamental to biblical Christianity. Let us answer the question, what is repentance? To repent means to turn to God through our Lord Jesus Christ and to turn from evil. For example, if you were cheating on an examination or cheating on your wife or your husband before, to repent means to stop cheating and apologize to God and request forgiveness. In the book of Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13, it reads this way, "He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." Repentance normally includes the use of one's mouth. In the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 8 and verse 9, and I read, "But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Verse 10 goes ahead to read, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So you see that confession involves the use of the organ of the mouth personally. Apart from the involvement of the mouth, repentance often includes the emotions. For example, when Peter recognized his sin of denying Jesus, he went out and wept bitterly. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 75, the Bible tells us that Peter went out and wept bitterly. Genuine and authentic repentance may involve the emotions while requesting God to forgive. Let me take that again. Genuine and authentic repentance may involve crying or weeping while requesting God to forgive. Furthermore, repentance always includes the will, a determination and commitment to stop doing or continuing in the evil. In Acts chapter 17 verse 30, the Bible says, "In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent." One of the biggest examples of repentance in the Bible is Paul's conversion. That is the former Saul who later became Paul. When Paul repented, he stopped persecuting the church and started preaching about Jesus. His thinking changed, his friends changed, his activities changed. His whole life was turned around and set in a new direction. Friends, permit me to quote one more important scripture in Mark chapter 1 verse 15, And it reads, "The time has come," he said, "the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Let's look at the results of repentance. The first is that genuine repentance leads to forgiveness of sins. The one who repents will obtain mercy. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So, genuine repentance leads to forgiveness of sins. And the Bible says, "Blessed is he whose sins are forgiven." Number two, repentance restores relationships. God looked into the future and saw that Israel would turn against him. He made a promise. You will find it in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." So repentance restores relationships with the Maker. Thirdly, repentance clears consciences. When David prayed, "Create in me a clean heart," he was requesting God to clear his conscience so that he will not be going about with a guilty conscience. There are two levels of repentance. Number one, individual repentance. At this level, each person is responsible to repent and confess his or her sin. In the Bible, Jonah did not look for a professional priest to confess his sins to. He confessed them personally. It is our duty to confess our own sins personally to God. The second level is corporate confession. There are times when the need for corporate confession and repentance arises. This may be a family, a kindred, a community, or even at a town level led by the traditional ruler, or even a church led by the priest, or a nation. In the Bible, Ezra confessed the sins of his people. The Levites led in the confession of the sins of the people of Israel, while Nehemiah was the governor. Again, Prophet Samuel led the people in confession of their sins. Communities or churches or nations or other groups who are guilty of corporate sin should come together and engage in corporate repentance. Friends, may I humbly request that you do yourself a great favor by giving heed to my voice today. The Bible says, "Today, if you hear his voice," that is the voice of our Master Jesus Christ, "do not harden your heart." He did not pay those who ignored his voice in their own time. Pray this simple prayer, but effective one. "My Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, I admit that I am a sinner. I plead with you to have mercy on me. I repent of all my evil ways and accept you as my Lord and my Savior." If you have done so, I want to pray for you now. Our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ, I approach your throne of mercy with all humility. I pray you, Father, as many as are responding with all their heart to this message, have mercy on them, save them, give them your Holy Spirit to dwell in them, forgive them, and give them power to be your children. Let the power of sin and attraction of sin be broken in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.